Whether you're looking for advice on health, relationships, balance in your life, money, or for your spirit, you're at the right spot. It's time now for Connect with Kimberly Reed. And here's your host, Kimberly Reed.
And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. It is Monday day here on Friday, and this show has actually been pre-recorded because I'm off to learn more about money and business in L.A. at a great intensive from Peak Potentials. And you may recall that Adam Markell was our guest a couple of weeks ago, and he said, I'm teaching this course. I want you to be there. And I'm like, okay. So there I am. And here we are today pre-recording this. And it's also a money day. And we have a great guest today. Actually, two guests. We've got a co-host and a guest. And Tracy Williams has been our guest before. Tracy was raised in a family that did not talk about money and clearly did not understand it, recognizing that most millionaires are just regular folks that understand money, and that people with money had more options. Tracy began her financial literacy education right out of college. They just don't teach this stuff in schools, unfortunately. 2007 brought an opportunity for her to bring all of the knowledge she had gathered and applied in her own life by coaching others on money-related topics, such as money blueprints, implementing banking strategies in our personal finances, infinite banking, debt elimination, money momentum, investing strategies, and the law of attraction as it relates to abundance. She's a certified women's money coach. Tracy focuses much of her time on divorced and widowed women who now on their own and often without the tools and knowledge must deal with all of the day-to-day money matters in their lives. And our co-host today is the lovely, the Shiro, Elaine Aldretti. So welcome, Elaine. She's going to be talking about her half marathon in September with Disney, and it is benefiting Food Share. So we'll be talking a bit about that today too. So Elaine, thank you for being here with us.
You're welcome. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Tracy, for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's so fun to have such beautiful, gorgeous women just filling up this room with estrogen for later on when it's filled with testosterone. We'll get it primed for them, won't we, Spence? So, ladies, just as a casual start to our day on money, Elaine, how did you grow up? I mean, did your family understand money?
Not really.
Not really. Yeah, mine didn't either. And Tracy,
it's pretty common.
Yeah, it is very common, and it's time for that nonsense to stop.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the percentages of wealthy, if you will. And compared to, and wealthy meaning having enough money that you really can make your own decisions as to where and when and how.
Financially independent.
Yeah, independent. It's like less than 1%. And so the rest of us, our families probably didn't know a lot about money. Mm-hmm. Or teach us a lot about money.
And that trend does not have to continue. We can actually learn about it so that we don't perpetuate that ignorance around it.
Well, I think there's a lot more opportunity today. You know, unfortunately, they don't teach it in school. I say unfortunately, maybe fortunately, because they might not really teach the right stuff if they did, right? But there's a lot more information available today, and I think it's exciting, and there's people are interested in changing their financial future, they don't have to keep the same blueprint that they learned. And generally speaking, we do money pretty much like our parents did money. It's more unusual for someone to get out of that pattern, if you will. But you can, absolutely.
Break the cycle.
Yeah, break the cycle and just learn. I think that one of the things that I was thinking about today is that when we're really familiar with something, we tend to think that we understand it, right? Driving a car, you jump into a different kind of car, you can drive the car. But we don't think too much about it. Even buying cars, right? We do that fairly often. Buying food, we don't really think about that. We just go do it. And we've been dealing with money since we're little. So we think that we understand money, that there's really not much to understand. We go to work, we get a paycheck, we put it in a checking account, which I call a spending account because that's all it is. It's not working for you. And then at the end of the month, we get another paycheck, hopefully, and hopefully throughout our life there's enough left over to create something other than just living paycheck to paycheck.
And the stress that comes with that.
Yes, absolutely. Lots of it. And, you know, we're experiencing that now in our economy. But the reality is that money is not just that simple. And, however, it can be pretty simple. Banks know how to make money. Banks, money works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The banks are making sure that that's happening with our money. Wealthy people understand that, and they know how to make money work for them instead of just spending money.
So there are some simple strategies that we can learn so that we can empower our money and have our money working for us 24/7 like the banks do and
absolutely.
The wealthy do.
You know, it's interesting, you know, probably most of us, there's been a time when somebody said to you or you've said to somebody, wouldn't you just like to be a bank? And the reality is that a lot of the stuff that's the strategies that banks use day in and day out, we can implement. We just have never even taken a look at what those are because we think, well, they're banks. We can't do what they do, but we really can. Some of it's really simple.
That's pretty exciting.
Keeping money working, no idle money is, you know, is easy enough to do.
Well, and when other guests on this show have talked about how actual money is really just a form of energy and an external mirror of what's kind of going on inside of us as far as our abundance or lack thereof of money. And so if you think of how energy flows, you know, electricity flows through circuits and you know, not that you have to be an electrician to figure this out, but it makes sense to me when I think about energy flowing that you don't want it stagnant. You know, water needs to flow or it becomes stinky and stagnant and a place, a breeding ground for mosquitoes and larvae, you know, not sexy.
Yeah.
Not sexy. Needs to flow.
Right.
And so if we can create more flow, it makes sense to me that it would create more abundance and more excitement around it if we saw it flowing more and not just flowing out.
Absolutely. You know, it's you're going to a Peak Potentials event coming up this weekend, and if you recall when you went to their...
I'm actually out there right now when the show actually goes live on Friday.
Oh, that's right. Okay, that's right. You'll be there when your guests are listening to this. You remember going through Millionaire Mind Intensive, and if you recall, there was an exercise where by doing that exercise, you determined what your attitude was toward money. And in that, it's really determined that there's approximately four different attitudes toward money. And there, you know, we have a little bit of each, but four major categories. And the result is really that half of the population really doesn't want to deal with their money. And part of it is some of them, you know, about 25% really just doesn't want to deal with it. The other ones like it and love it, and they love money, but they don't want to take responsibility around their money. And one of the things I think is so true and I find working with people is that some of those people, they don't want to take responsibility possibly because, isn't it true, you ladies can answer this, that if you don't have knowledge about something, you hesitate, you don't sometimes even want to go there. If you're passionate about it, you may want to jump in and learn about it. But if it's just something that you can sort of avoid, if you don't understand it, you don't go there. And because we're not taught about money, because we don't understand this, and it seems like something that is...
a foreign language.
Yeah, a foreign language, and only for those people who really get it. I think that a lot of people, if they had some basic knowledge, some simple knowledge, would be more apt to take some responsibility for it, and in doing so, their life would be less stressful, easier, and probably more fruitful down the road.
Yeah, I found it interesting that I was talking with my cousin this weekend, and I was telling her how I had had, or my husband and I had had, our financial advisor meeting on Thursday of this past week, and she said, "You have a financial advisor?" And I said, "Yes, don't you?" She said, "No."
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's the fear.
There's a lot of fear, money. And it's time really to break the silence around talking about money. There's been such a stigma about, you know, we're not supposed to talk about money outside of the home, and it's not even really talked about in the home unless it's being fought about. You know, it creates a lot of belief systems and secrecy, and it's time for that to stop. And I think that is what is so powerful about what you're saying, Tracy, in that we can really empower ourselves. We can learn a few tools and put those tools into action mm-hmm. and watch things blossom.
Mm-hmm. Well, to what you just said about don't you have a you have a financial planner and she doesn't.
Yes.
And so often I hear people, even just in passing, I'll do that when I have money. There's no reason for me to have a financial planner because I don't have any money. And that's what we're taught. That's what we hear. And because that's what we hear, we follow along, you know, and that's sort of the human dilemma, right? Where we sort of follow along with the crowd and really doing the opposite. And when you listen to very, very wealthy people, Warren Buffett, you know, talks about, you know, when people are fearful, that's when you need to move forward. And when people are moving forward, that's when you need to be fearful. And so it really is not about following the crowd. But people do think that they have to wait until they have some money, and all of a sudden they turn around at the age of 60 and go, holy cow, you know, Ma, how did we get here? And, you need to get involved. But there's also fear around, but which financial planner? Aren't they just trying to sell me what their company what their company sells, you know, their products? And so I think that creates some inaction as well. So part of what I do is to vet a lot of people, and I don't advise. I don't even make recommendations necessarily, go see this particular financial planner. But the financial planners that are in the circle that I've created have all been heavily vetted and aren't just there selling products. They're creating lives for people. And all of the professionals that I have as part of my referral circle. And so if someone comes to me and they don't have a financial planner, I will connect them with several, because there's also that relationship thing that needs to happen, right? Who do you connect with?
Well, exactly. One of the things that we talked about last week, and you had actually commented, we just got back from our financial advisor. Elaine commented on Facebook, but we talked a little bit about that last week, about the questions to ask and how to interview them and to make sure that there is a personality connection with your financial advisor, because, you know, you're entrusting this individual with a lot of personal things. But tell us the difference, Tracy, the difference between what you do as a money coach, the difference between what you do, other coaches, and a financial advisor.
Okay, well, first of all, let's just address the coaching issue. You know, there's life coaches and business coaches and executive coaches, and then people that have specialties such as yours with NLP. And there's also wealth coaches, and sometimes people will confuse what I do. And I'm really dealing with the day-to-day issues, and it's dependent upon what the individual needs. I meet them where they are. But it may be someone, let's say I've got a woman right now who's in her 60s. She's been married for 30 years. They've been separated for 3. It's now time to move forward. And she has, if she's written a check in the last 30 years, it's been to Macy's. You know, she knows how to write a check, but not how to deal with money, right? So she is frozen with fear about how am I going to function on day-to-day basis on my own, even to an extent where she's not even sure what it's going to take to live. So what do I actually need from, you know, in spousal support? And then, you know, as you were talking about with my background, I recognized when I got out of school that I didn't know anything, and that was scary to me. So, and I didn't want to wait for or hope that the person that I might marry knew this stuff and then I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't want to not worry about that myself. I wanted to take responsibility for that.
Woohoo for self-responsibility!
So, and as far as what I do differently than a financial planner, I don't do any financial planning. I don't coach people on, is this a good investment or bad investment, like a wealth coach might, or a financial planner, to really guide them and create an entire financial plan. Again, it's more about the day-to-day issues. I connect the dots, if you will. Speaking with post-marriage women, divorced or widowed, very often if their husband handled the money, then the husband kept the attorney and kept the financial planner and kept the CPA, and now she has to find new professionals to work with, and that in itself is scary. If it's someone who's just starting out, maybe they don't have that, a young couple. You know, getting together and saying we want to be successful financially. Of course, that's the number one reason for divorce. And if couples would learn something, learn how to get on the same sheet of music as they're starting their marriage, or find someone like myself once they start to feel a little tension instead of ego getting involved and saying, you know what, this is creating some tension in our relationship. Let's find someone who can give us some financial literacy guidance, mm-hmm. if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really dealing more with the day-to-day, connecting the dots, getting them associated with people that can make that happen, and then helping them speak that language. I have many people that will say, can you go with me to, I'm refinancing, and we figure out how, should they be refinancing? Should they be keeping the house? You know, when's it time to make those moves? And I'm really guiding them through the thought processes of making the correct decision, not advising them on what the correct decision is.
But asking
is.
Questions to help them
yeah.
have realizations
right.
and aha moments.
And in doing so, they're learning about how to make those decisions. And then if they don't speak that language and they want me to go sit with that professional, most of the professionals, or I should say all of the professionals that I would consider part of my referral network, are people that don't speak some other language. That's one of the criteria for me, is that they can talk to us
to
and
normal
we understand.
Yeah.
But that being said, still, we're still talking about some areas that might be a little foreign. And so I will go with them and have those meetings with them, either just to get them, you know, off the runway or on a continuing basis. I mean, some of our clients will engage us year after year, maybe in a lesser capacity or less often, but so that we're there when those things come up.
Thank you. Tracy Williams is our guest today on Money Day here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. We also have a co-host today of Elaine Eldrady, who was a former Shiro on this program. So glad you both are here in studio with me as we pre-record Money Day for Friday of this week, since I will be out of town at an intensive to help me to further my growth and so that I can share that wealth of information with clients later on. So stay with us here on Inspiring and Empowering Radio for Women and those enlightened men who I know are listening out there on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
Welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. As per usual, Tom Spence finds the best music for us in our show because he listens right along with us. So anyways, we are here on Money Day on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, and our guests today are Tracy Williams. She is a money coach right here in Ventura County, and Elaine Eldrady, a volunteer extraordinaire and always looking to help folks to be more than they think that they can be. So on our topic of money, Elaine, you had a great question on our break. So why don't you ask that of Tracy?
Tracy, I was wondering if you find that a lot of the ladies that you're working with who are either going through divorce or in a widower situation are the type of people that have just had an allowance, and that's why they don't really know how to handle money. They've maybe been given an allowance, and that's all they've ever had over the, say, 30-year period that they were married?
It's a wide range of people, actually. I do find that, certainly, but a number of the people that come to us, you know, maybe there was the allowance situation, maybe they had some involvement, but when it comes down to making the bigger decisions about investments or insurance policies, maybe they don't know how to read those. It may be a situation where they really didn't even realize that they didn't have all the bases covered, And maybe they didn't have the bases covered as a couple, and the man just handled the money, whatever that meant, whether he did a good job or a bad job, not necessarily. Not just dealing with people that have a lot of money. So it may not be an allowance situation. It may just be that the woman didn't have any involvement with it, that the man just really took control of that. You know, on the flip side, you know, we've got people that did control the money in the family. You know, a lot of women do end up handling the money, and it's not because they necessarily know how, but it's because someone has to do it. And what happens when someone has to do something and no one's doing it? The woman picks up the ball and runs with it very often.
Yeah, of course.
Find that.
Yeah. So here, you know, in a lot of married situations, we have women that are handling the money, but they really don't know how to build a good, solid future. So there's all sorts of reasons why financial literacy education is valuable. You know, there's the gentleman that started the company that I received my certification from, he has a client that is, she chose to get out of the marriage, and she's moving forward very, very quickly. She's starting a business. She is, so she has a couple of different coaches. You know, she's got a life coach type individual to help her deal with roadblocks that she's coming up against so that they don't stop her. She's dealing with a money coach, and she's dealing with a business coach. So, you know, in that case, it's really a matter of having people as resources, because you can't do all of that work. You know, there's not only so much time in a day. So by having people help keep her on the path in all of those areas and prevent her from some of the pitfalls and really make sure that she is sticking with her, you know, what she's doing is around her core values. So wide range of people.
Great. It's very important to have that team, those trusted advisors that you can go to for whether it be money questions, life questions, roadblocks, any myriad of different things. You know, starting a business, there are certain legalities that need to be addressed, as well as banking issues. You know, there's just
well, and you can research those all yourself. But if there's only so much time and so much money before you, you know, open those doors or what have you. Then, or in a divorce situation, very often there may be a certain length of time where spousal support is a certain amount, and then it's going to change. In which case, there is a time frame when that person needs to get their act together. I also have people that may come along a couple of years after divorce that thought that they didn't know, like I mentioned earlier, didn't know that they didn't understand money, because we all think we understand it pretty well.
And then they may have asked for the wrong
thing. And then they're in trouble.
Right.
And now it's like, you know, they're waking up and saying, I guess there is something more to know.
Time for me to get some new tools.
Yeah.
Well, and yes, you can spend time researching it, but there's also certain things that other people are just naturally great at that's their strength. And if you are struggling in your weakness trying to learn about it or get it done, it really does not make sense, you know, and you're doing yourself a disservice by struggling with it and not getting the help that you need, regardless of what area in life that it is. It's okay to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a good thing to ask for help.
A lot of times our mistakes cost more than the education that it would
take to
avoid those mistakes.
So you mentioned some strategies, some simple things that we could be doing to empower our money and get that flowing as the banks and the wealthy people do. Are you willing to share some of that knowledge with us?
Well, yes. Well, some of them, you know, the knowledge isn't something that we can do in a couple of seconds, but a couple of the areas that the wealthy and the banks and all of these other people do. First of all, there's that thing of good debt, bad debt. And we think we know what that means because that's a term that we hear all the time. Unfortunately, the definition that we hear all the time that goes along with that has some fallacies to it. So the lesson there is really understanding what that means. Again, don't go along with the crowd just because someone's saying it. And who are you getting your information from? You know that old adage that goes something like, you know, don't take advice from somebody that's more messed up than you are. You know, and how often
where's your fruit, baby?
Yeah. You know, how often are we, you know, we're talking to our mechanic about finances. Well, maybe your mechanic does know, but maybe he doesn't, and maybe you need to save your fuel injection questions for him. And so, you know, be careful about who, you know, where you're getting your advice and who's, and when you're hearing these, the bits of advice, if you will, that are just floating around, you know, take it, question it, really question it and really say, but do they really know? And is there more to this? Depending, and certain people can handle different levels of responsibility with their money than others, so not everything that I'm talking about is for everybody, but self-directing IRAs instead of just allowing it to be directed, you know, keeping it wherever it is and whatever investments are available, you might want to look at self-directing your IRA so that you're taking control of where your money is and possibly looking at some things that could make you more money. Roth versus IRA, a lot of things come into play there. One is taxed now and one is taxed later. Well, are we going to be paying more taxes later than now? A lot of people think, well, I'm working now, so my taxes are higher. However, with where we see things going in our country, taxes are probably going to be much higher even when we're retired. So, again, that's something that you want to talk to your financial advisor about and find out with your particular situation what is best for you, what's going to make the most sense. In relation to taxes, you know, there's some people that really should be looking at a home-based business. There's a lot of tax advantages if you do a home-based business seriously, even if you only do it a little bit. And many people are not aware of the tax advantages. There's over 101 potential tax deductions if you have a home, your own business. And many of those are not available if you don't. So if that's something that one is inclined to do, then do it and do it right and do it seriously and find out from your tax person what it takes for it to be legitimate, even if you're only going to do it in a small way. You know, over the last year or so, or a couple of years, you know, a lot of people are feeling a lot of pain and anger because of their 401k. And that's another case of us going along with what the masses are doing. The 401k was never originally designed to be a retirement vehicle for the masses.
Wow.
And that's not common knowledge. It was actually designed as a tax shelter, if you will, for wealth, for very high-level executives, so that all of their money was not being taxed. And it was a legitimate product and a brilliant product. And it became sort of mainstream when retirement pensions and those kinds of things that we all used to be able to rely on went away. And there really wasn't another product out there that was a good replacement for retirement pensions and such. And so the 401k just sort of, it was there when the timing was right, and it was the best thing available at the time. Not to say that there's anything wrong with a 401k, but there's some myths around that and some education that can be had to decide, you know, is that the best vehicle? And if it is, then your financial expert is a person to talk to about that. And if you don't have one, then you might be making some mistakes with where your money is going that you could avoid with having somebody who's an expert at these types of vehicles.
Tracy, you are a wealth of information, if I can use that term, around our money, and I'm just so appreciative that you took the time to invest in our guest today on Money Day. Today is a pre-recorded show since I am currently at a Peak Potentials intensive down in LA, so we wanted to make sure we still had value for the listeners. And we also have Elaine Aldretti, who during our Shiro spot will be sharing with us her upcoming program to help us train for the half marathon, and which will benefit Food Share. We'll find out more about that. So stay with us here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, inspiring and empowering radio on 1400 AM KKZZ.
Are you ready for a career that makes a difference in the lives of others? Or perhaps you realize having only one source of income just doesn't cut it in this economy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Reed, founder of Tools for Better Living, and I'm looking for motivated people to join me on a mission that is revolutionizing North America. My team and I believe every woman deserves to have a life coach so she can live an extraordinary life with purpose and passion. Go to toolsforbetterliving.com, that's toolsforbetterliving.com, to complete a short application for consideration.
A And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. Today is Money Day, and this is a pre-recorded show, so please don't try to call in because we're not going to be here. Tom might be here, but we're not going to be here to answer your questions. But do send your questions along to connectwithkimberlyreed@gmail.com, and we'll answer or ask them on the next Money Day, certainly. And I can always help to connect you with great money people like Tracy Williams. And we also have in studio guests today of Elaine Aldretti, and she is our Shero again today, and she's going to be talking about her amazing program that is really supporting our community. So, Elaine, take it away. What are you doing, honey?
Thank you. Well, what I'm doing is I'm going to be training you and Mr. Spence mm-hmm. to run the Disneyland Half Marathon.
I'm scared to death, but, you know, scared is a great place because that's right on the borderline of breaking through the comfort zone.
Yes. And once you break through that comfort zone, you'll be really, really happy.
I'll be
you did
so
it.
Happy I did it.
And we at VCMT will be very happy that you did it too. VCMT is Ventura County Marathon Training. And what we do is we train a group of people every year. This is our fourth year of training to do the Disneyland Half Marathon. This year it's going to be for the benefit of Food Share. They are our lead beneficiary. Just yesterday afternoon, we added a second beneficiary, and that is the Josephine DeMillo SIDS Foundation.
Now, what is that doing? I saw you post that on Facebook.
They are assisting ladies who have recently lost their children to SIDS, which mm-hmm. is sudden infant death syndrome, through a grieving process. And they are a 501c3 nonprofit organization here in Camarillo. And that is what their mission is to assist people who have lost their children to SIDS.
Oh, that is it's so heartbreaking, so glad that there's somebody around
so
to
you saw
to
my
them.
Picture yes. of the baby on baby. Facebook. Yes, that's a real angel.
That's a real angel.
That's Josephine.
Oh.
So we've added them to our beneficiary list, and I believe we will just have the two beneficiaries for this year for the nonprofit.
So you don't
look forward to any others that we'll be accepting.
And so it won't water down all of the contributions from the...
No.
So that's great.
So, wanted to kind of talk about what the program is about. It is a 13-week training program for all levels of runner or walker. And
even wimpy people,
wimpy people
walkers
like Kimberly, yes, up through the studly people like Tom Spence. Okay. So, yeah. We cover everything from the entry fee into the Disneyland Half Marathon, which right now is sold out. So if you plan on running the Disneyland Half Marathon, you will want to be running with a charity. So our charity is the best, of course, in Ventura County.
Of course.
I believe we are the only charity that is training for the Disneyland Half Marathon in Ventura County.
Wow.
So
good to be exclusive.
Yeah, isn't it? So we would also be giving you a shared hotel room near Disney.
What?
Our end of season celebration party, which will be sponsored by Domino's Pizza.
Yum. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much, Sam. We'll also have a singlet, which you will proudly wear throughout the marathon.
What is that?
A singlet. It's a race shirt.
A race shirt.
Yes.
Yes. I'll have the gear.
Mr. Spence knows all about that.
Yeah.
You'll have the gear too.
I'll have the gear.
Yes. Whether you walk or you run, mm-hmm. you'll have the singlet. We're going to be having our orientation day on April the 17th. It will be held at Food Share. Let's see. Do I have their address? Yes, 4156 South Bank Road in Oxnard. And you can go on to www.vcmt.org and sign up for the orientation day. We plan on having a really fun time at the orientation day. We'll have people there from massage therapists, to chiropractors, to a lady who does nails and teaches you how to take care of your nails when you're a runner, because it's different than taking care of your feet when you're not a runner.
Not just the pedi.
So, yeah, a few tips that she'll be giving you, and some mistakes that she will let you know of other people who have made along the way.
So that we can avoid them, hopefully?
Yes.
Yes.
And
so
lots of prizes.
Prizes are good.
Yes, we'll have prizes.
Okay, so again, it's April 17th.
Yes.
It's at Food Share. Give us that address again.
That address again is 4156 South Bank Road in Oxnard.
And what is the website again where we can get more information? And this will also be posted on Facebook numerous times between now and the 17th.
It's www.vcmt.org. And the time on April 17th, which I think we forgot to mention, is 10:30 a.m. to noon.
Okay, so it's not at the crack of dawn on a Saturday, right? It's on a Saturday.
No, it's on a Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
And I know everyone's going to complain about it being on a Sunday, so let me just tell you the reason why it's on a Sunday is because the half marathon is run on a Sunday, so we train every Sunday, so we're ready on that Sunday to be up at 5 a.m.
on a Sunday.
Actually, we'll be up earlier, won't we, Spence?
Yeah, it's up bright and early. And it is a great run.
About 4 a.m.
Well, it's late for me, but we'll be up at 4.
Yeah, because you're usually up at, what, 2:30?
I get 2:30 is when I awaken.
Yes.
And this is a great run.
It is a great
run. It's a blast, and the training is the best.
There's music on the streets. There's people giving you all kind
Disney
of cool stuff.
Characters waving
yes.
at you.
Mater will be there. Yeah. Mickey will be there. Minnie will be there, yes.
You've never done anything like it. Running, if we run through Angel Stadium again, it's great. And they train you so well. There's juices. There's fruit. There's all sorts of fun. These people are fantastic.
Well, like I said, folks, I am definitely out of my comfort zone. I've never been an athlete. I do yoga. You know, I kayak. I hike. That is about the extent of my athleticism. So scared to death, but excited nonetheless to help out Food Share and train with Elaine and her husband and really push the envelope and see what this body will do.
I think you're going to have the most fun summer. I really do.
And we're going to have to help me with, I'm going to have to probably hypnotize myself around the heat factor, too, because I lived in Alaska too long. I don't do heat real well, but we'll manage through. We'll manage through. So what is VCMT? Okay, so it's Ventura County Marathon Training. So VCMT.com.
Dot org.
Excuse me, because it is a nonprofit. And you can sign up there. Form to tell how much or how little experience that you have around walking or running, what your current level of activity is, and if you want to start a team. Now, if you want to start a team, have you got that page up yet?
We will look into that a little bit more after orientation.
Okay.
We're going to find out how many people we're going to have signed up. I believe we may have as many as 50.
Oh, okay.
So
to be a good group.
Yes.
And then when does training actually begin?
The actual training begins on June the 5th. That will be the first day of training. And what will happen on the first day of training, which I'll get into a little bit more at the orientation, is you will be timed and you will be put into a particular running group that will be your group for that summer.
Okay. All right. So we'll have to talk about that because I'm actually going to have to miss my first day of training. Ah! So, because I will be gone. But, I'll get the cliff notes. We'll have the homework for while I'm away. So, in any case, Elaine, thank you for being such a shero in our community.
Thank you, Kimberly, for having me on
it's
the show.
It's so awesome that we have great people right here willing to help us not only be healthier, to do something we may have never thought we could do, but also helping out Food Share in such an amazing way. So it's, what, $500 that covers everything, right?
Actually, it's $650.
$650, okay.
Each runner is asked to raise. $150 of that is the registration. So we've just included it all into the same
okay.
package.
And
so it's a
does it include the room and the
yes the room
everything
the singlet, the party, the 13 weeks of training, all of that is included in the $650 that you raise.
And then how much of the proceeds end up going to Food Share? Do you know that number yet?
I don't know the number.
Okay.
There's a percentage of it's about 90% of the proceeds will go to one of the two depending upon which organization the runner decides to run for, but 90% will go.
Fantastic. Gosh, that's a good percentage.
Yes.
I mean, compared to some other quote-unquote nonprofits out there that are supposedly helping charities and only 10% of the money actually goes and 90% goes to administration. So 90% going to the actual organization, Food Share or the SID support is it's awesome. It's totally awesome.
Thank you.
We're here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show, and today is Money Day, so it's appropriate. Also, the whole true wealth experience that you get to create in your life is also around wellness and charitable giving and improving your spirit. So we're covering it all today, baby.
So give me your money, please.
and get healthy in the process and help great organizations.
Well, that's the huge benefit you get. You're going to have fun all summer long. You're going to get healthy. So you have an abundance of that stuff coming to you, and that's a tax write-off, I assume?
Absolutely.
Nonprofit organization. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Win, win, win. Mm-hmm. Win. So Tracy Williams is our guest today on Money Day, and then, of course, Elaine Aldretti with VCMT.org, the half marathon training program that is benefiting Food Share and the Josephine, tell me again?
DeMillo
SIDS
Foundation.
There we go. So helping feed folks and helping people who are grieving from a lost child. Can't think of two better organizations. I mean, really.
And the training is for men and women.
Absolutely, yes.
Is there age restrictions?
The only age restriction is you must be 14 years of age to run in the Disneyland Half Marathon.
Or older.
And that is right. Or older, yes. Yes. But they do limit children in the half marathon, and that's a Disney decision. It's not our decision.
It's probably a safety thing, too.
It probably is. But there are some marathons where you can run as young as six.
Oh, wow.
I think there were a few six-year-olds in the Honolulu Marathon that I ran in 2006.
Whoa.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. But they do limit. So you must be 14 years of age.
Or older.
And you must be able to keep a pace of 16 minutes per mile if you're a walker.
I can do that.
I know you can.
Woohoo!
I did a half marathon once many, many years ago, and I went through a training program, and I was really glad that I did. Because it's, you know, you think a half marathon, okay, it's only 13 miles. It's not only 13 miles. It's 13 miles, right?
It's 13 miles, yes.
Yeah, I was really happy that I did that. I think I was healthier for having been trained through it. So great. That's exciting.
Well, that's not something you want to wake up on Sunday in September and go, oh, I think I'll go down to Disney and do this thing. Your feet, your body, it would just not be a good thing. So,
and
folks,
it goes back to what we were talking about before as well. You know, the price of education and being trained properly as opposed to doing it yourself and maybe not being trained properly, getting injured as a result of not training properly.
Exactly.
Yeah, and having it not a fun experience because you weren't quite prepared.
Mm-hmm. And as a side note, we do use the Jeff Galloway training system, which is a pacing system, and it's probably the best system out there to prevent injuries.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
And I imagine also being part of a group, there's the accountability factor, which, mm-hmm. you know, has to do with everything.
Exactly.
That we're talking about today. Sometimes it's
that.
A matter of, you know, sticking to our decisions that we've made is a matter of accountability.
Right. You'll be accountable to your group every Sunday morning. If you don't show up, they're going to say, hey, Kimberly, where were you?
Now I'm on the hook with, I don't even know, hundreds of thousands of listeners that are listening to this program. Oh, but it'll be great. So one of my friends has actually done a half marathon, and she goes, around mile 10 is where the rubber really meets the road. And I'm like, okay. But we're going to take a quick break and honor our dentist, our favorite dentist, Dr. Mansourian. I was just in his office yesterday, and he did a great job. He's also still offering $1,500 off Invisalign. So if you've ever thought about straightening, widening, beautifying your smile, $1,500 off for the Connect with Kimberly Reed listeners. So call them at smilebydrm.com and check out his commercial. He's going to be on next Tuesday. He always provides a lot of information. So stay with us here on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM KKZZ.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. for your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. This is a pre-recorded program. It is Money Day here on the show, and we have guests Elaine Aldretti, our co-host for the day, and Shiro Extraordinaire, and also Tracy Williams. She is a money coach right here in Ventura County, helping to bring literacy around our money and the management thereof. So we were talking about some of the other strategies. You talked about some tax strategies, having a home-based business and not treating it as a hobby, but as an actual business, doing it seriously. What about the self-banking thing?
That's a pretty in-depth topic. It's kind of interesting, however. Self-banking has been around for a long time. There's a wonderful book that's written. It may be out of print, but it can still be found by Nelson Nash called Infinite Banking. Hmm. And it's very readable in the sense that he sort of tells it in story style, if you will,
like
so that you can understand the value of frankly, interest, because I think it was Einstein that said that compound interest is the ninth wonder of the world. That's I don't know that we've ever been able to find the exact quote, or anyone's been able to find the exact quote. And the reality is that if we understand interest, the people that understand interest earn it. People that don't understand interest pay it. And that is a really key factor in the difference between what the poor and the middle class and the wealthy and what they teach their children. So when we talk about self-banking, just in a nutshell, the idea is that what if the next time you went to buy a car and you were going to pay, say, 6% to the bank, by the time you're done paying for that car, what do you have? You have the principal has gone back, the interest has been paid to someone else, and your car is worth a fraction. So you have an old car that's worth almost nothing, that has juice stains on the back seat. However, if you had put yourself in a position, and I won't talk about the vehicles today in which you can self-bank, and there are several, some that are better than others. If you were to have been in a position, say, to loan yourself that money, and you were a good banker, and you paid back 100% of the interest, and you paid yourself all of the interest that you would have been putting in someone else's pocket, then after the car is paid off, yeah, you still have a car that's worth less, that has juice stains in the back seat, but you also have the principal amount that you paid for that car back in your bank, and you have the interest that you would have paid to a lender in your pocket. So that's the concept of self-banking. So, a lot of people are probably saying, yeah, that's great, but how do I get that money, how do I get that money up front? And as I say, that's a much more, involved concept, and there's a number of ways to do it, some that are much more powerful than others. But
it comes around to a discipline, obviously, in being self-motivated around that. But if we're not self-motivated, to have that accountability partner like a money coach or a life coach that will help, or a financial advisor that will help keep us on the path, whether we implement self-banking or an IRA or some other vehicle that is going to perpetuate and bring in that flow of income over time.
Even just understanding interest to the point of, the reality is we will always be paying interest on things. We wouldn't own houses if there weren't loans available. Many of us wouldn't own our cars if there weren't loans available. So there's also a misconception that our biggest need for money in our lifetime is retirement money, where in actuality, our biggest need for money is to buy those things that we need to do life, the washers and dryers, the cars, the houses, and so on and so forth. And because we're paying interest for those things, it's huge. On a mortgage, you're going to pay typically, depending upon what the interest rate is, of course, but typically as much in interest as you will for that house. So in learning some financial literacy tools and concepts, we can pay less interest there's, you know, there, we're not doing anything illegal. There's just ways to do your mortgage, to pay your mortgage so that you are paying less interest.
Acceleration.
We also have the tendency to get all up in arms about that 12 or 15 or 18% that we're paying on credit cards. But if you look at what that's costing you, we should be more up in arms about what our interest on our house is costing us. Mm. Even though the percentage rate is smaller, it's calculated differently.
Mm. And it's 30 years.
And it's 30 years. So if you're going to, you know, are we going to get up in arms over paying $500,000 in interest on a $500,000 house? That $500,000 could be, for many people, a good portion of retirement. Or are we going to get up in arms over the $5,000 that we're going to pay because we're paying, you know, 18% on a credit card? So, you know, I mean, you know, first of all, we don't want to be paying interest on credit cards if we don't have to. But in the economy that we're in, a lot of people have gotten into situations, some of which were in their control and they just made some bad choices. And others, it was really out of their control because of, you know, things that have happened, unemployment, underemployment and things like that, where they had no choices. But so again, a lot of our the ways in which we think about things are a little skewed because mm-hmm. that's what the masses are talking about.
So what would you say, I mean, number one, we're getting close to our time, but why do you primarily focus on women? Is it because they live longer? And
I am one.
Yeah, you are one.
No, I think, partially that is that I think that women are very powerful. It actually is being proven out that women are very good with money. And if they're going to end up handling it anyway in a relationship, they should know what they're doing. And because they do live longer, they are probably very, you know, many of them statistically are going to outlive their husband. Divorces are very high percentage as well. And whether it's an in-between time before the next marriage or what have you, you don't want to be floundering financially. And also, if money education is taught in the home, it's usually taught to the male. There's still a little bit of chauvinism around that. That's just kind of the way it is. And so, I think women is a great place to focus.
I agree. I agree. Tracy, what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
You know, a lot of the things that we've talked about does require education, and so I certainly encourage that. But a couple of action items that there could be a lot of money being left on the table would be to review your policies. You know, get with your insurance policies and all of the policies that you pay for, even your contracts like your cable TV and things like that, and review those on a regular basis and see if you're first of all covered properly on policies or possibly overcovered. Are there discounts that are not being implemented? You know, maybe you've been a safe driver for a certain length of time and that hasn't been automatic. So, you know, reviewing those things could keep some money in your it's just a smart thing to do. Also talk to your CPA about the idea of a home-based business and what the advantages would be so that you can make an educated decision as to whether or not that's something for you. And then track your expenses. I would challenge everyone to get an expense worksheet, and I can send that to people if they would like to contact me, or they're, you know, it's pretty easy to get a hold of an expense worksheet. Track your expenses for 3 months. See where you're spending your money. And take a look at that. And if you're running out of money at the end of the month, take a look at where you're spending it and see if there are some areas. You know, I don't really believe that budgets work very well because they're kind of like diets. The minute you cheat, you say, you know, you throw it out the window. But
it has to be a lifestyle.
But there are, if you know, knowledge is power. And so if you know where you're spending your money and you're not attaining your goals or you're running out of money at the end of the month, then by tracking your expenses and really knowing where your money is going, that can be very powerful, and you can make some different decisions that will possibly serve you better. So those would be the action items that I would encourage people to do.
Tracy, thank you so much for sharing. And Elaine, you would like to have that tracking worksheet? Is that what you
said? No, I said I've been doing
that.
And it is working.
And it's working, yay. And for those of you, just as a reminder, Elaine Aldretti, her website again is VC for Ventura County Marathon Training, mtvcmt.org. So check out that. Come run with Spence and I, because or walk, as the case may be. But orientation April 17th at Food Share at 10:30 a.m. So fun prizes, and get all the ins and outs and find out how this can help our community. Also, to support you and your tools for better living so that you can have an optimized and brilliant life, remember that Seize the Day opportunity on Saturday at 7 a.m., The Power of Choice Sunday at 4 p.m., and Live in the Now, How to Be Present, More Present in Your Life, Monday at 6 p.m. These are all coaching demonstration, life coaching demonstrations for free, so that you can experience the value, your very own self. Find out more information and the schedule at toolsforbetterliving.com. That's toolsforbetterliving.com. Tracy, Elaine, thank you so much for joining me in studio. It's so much different to actually have folks in the studio with us, and a lot of fun sharing and bringing value to people and bringing awareness around money, which is absolutely huge and very empowering for women to bring that awareness and take action on those things. So thank you for sharing with us. Thank you for being here, Elaine.
Thank you.
For all of you out there, dare to be more brilliant today and shine a little brighter so that others have permission to do the same. Take care.